Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 4 days since I last confessed. In that time, I have sinned a lot. I've had immoral thoughts, filthy, disgusting thoughts with lust in my heart. But they haven't just been thoughts, Father. I've done things, so many things. I just can't help it. I can never help it. It's like a sickness, a poison coursing through my blood. Lust and desire, the craving of flesh, the craving of sex. I want sex every minute. It's all I think about. It's as if my body requires it, like oxygen. Father, I sinned as soon as I left here last week. Telling you all the things I had done, it got me so excited and aroused. I left here needing some release. As soon as I got out to the parking lot, I reached my hand down my pants and played with myself right there in the car. I orgasmed in the parking lot, here on holy ground. Even that wasn't enough. I still didn't feel satisfied. I went home and masturbated again and again and again. And I was thinking about you, Father. I was thinking of all the naughty things I told you, wondering if it had excited you as much as me, wondering if I had made you hard. I thought of you here, in the confessional after I left, stroking yourself. I thought about helping you, about taking you in my mouth and swallowing your seed. I got so excited that I put on a skimpy outfit, a small tube top and an extremely short skirt and these slutty heels. I didn't wear any underwear. I drove to the mall and walked up and down, checking everyone out, encouraging them to look at me. Occasionally, I would bend down to pretend to pick something up or adjust my heel so everyone could get a show. It was so wet, knowing that people could see my pussy or ass. At one point, I flirted with a few hot guys in the back corner of a store, and I let them all take a turn, fingering my hot, wet little pussy. It felt so good. I almost melted on the floor. I kissed them and felt them through their pants. They were so hard. I wanted them so bad, but I behaved. I behaved and went home and played with myself again, coming 3 more times. And the next day was Friday, so that night, I couldn't resist going to a bar. I went with my friends and we drank and danced, but then she didn't feel good, so she went home, and I was there by myself. So I continued dancing with all the guys there, grinding against them, letting them feel me up. I didn't wear any panties then either. And some of the guys were groping my bare ass or sliding their fingers inside my cunt. Oh, I felt so hot, it was like I was burning up. And finally, I couldn't resist any longer. So I pulled one of the guys across the club and down the corridor to the restroom. I took him into the big handicap stall on the far end and pulled up my skirt and told him to fuck me. And he did. He slid on a rubber and fisted his hard prick right up inside my needy little fuckhole. And he drilled me so good. He choked me while he fucked me, staring into my eyes and telling me that my pussy was his and that he owned it. And then, oh God, I told him that if it was his, if he owned it, he should mark it. I told him to take the condom off and finish off inside me. I told him I wanted to feel his jizz pumping deep inside me. And that's just what he did. He took it off and fucked a hot load up inside my womb. And I walked back out of the club a few minutes later with his seed dripping down my thighs. I took a cab home and I fingered myself in the back seat with his cum still leaking out of me. The cab driver, he was about 30 and really cute. I saw him watching me. I gave him a show, looking into his eyes while I played with myself and licked the cum off my fingers. He was watching me more than the road. I told him he was going to get us in an accident if he kept staring. So, he should probably pull down a dark street so he wouldn't have to be distracted while driving. He thought I was joking, but I told him I was serious. So we pulled the cab down an unlit street and parked at the end by a hiking trail where it was empty. I told him to get out of the car, and I dropped to my knees right there in the dirt. It was so filthy, but I loved it. I knew it was where I belonged, on the ground, in the gutter, where all the dirtiest horrors dwell. He pulled his hard cock out and I sucked it so good, slobbering all over his balls and drenching his shaft in my spit. I could taste the pre-cum leaking out and I licked it out of his slit while I ran my tongue over the head and it tasted so good. It tasted like heaven. Then he said he wanted my cunt. So I stood up and he bent me over the hood of the taxi. I stuck my ass out and he spanked it so hard and I deserved it. Oh God, I know I deserved it because I'm such a fucking slut. He grabbed my waist so hard it probably left bruises. And he jammed his hard dick inside my soaking pussy without any protection and without any warning. And I didn't care. I wanted it so bad. I wanted to feel that rock hard shaft in me raw. And I wanted to feel his cum. He never even asked if it was okay. It was like he just knew that he didn't need to ask a whore like me if it was okay to come inside me. He just did it. He groaned and he trembled and then I was feeling that glorious sensation of his cock pulsing and twitching while a hot load burst out of it. God, there is no better feeling in the entire world. He filled me, and then I had two loads of total strangers cum dripping out. He slapped my ass again and told me what a nasty fucking whore I was, and I agreed. When he dropped me off at home, I realized that he had kept the meter running the whole time. So in essence, I ended up paying him to fuck me. Something about that turned me on even more. So I played with myself again. The next day, I tried so hard to atone. I really did. I went to mass. I prayed so much. That afternoon, I volunteered at the local homeless shelter. I kept my thoughts so pure. But then, that night, it was like I'd been so good during the day. It was like my brain wanted to rebel against being good. Even though I know I'm supposed to rebel against being bad, but I'm so sorry, Father. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so ashamed. I drove to a sex shop a couple towns over. They have toys and movies and every kind of kink equipment you can imagine. I browsed for a half hour or so, getting wetter every minute. I made my way to the back of the store where they have booths. You can go inside and watch a dirty movie, or you can fool around with a partner if you have one, or you... They also have these holes, They're called glory holes. I don't know if you know what they... Oh, you do? Okay, good. I mean, at least I don't have to explain. I went into a booth to masturbate because I was so horny, and I rubbed my clit while I watched this movie, this nasty movie that turned me on so much. A movie of a woman getting gangbanged by multiple men, all her holes being violated. It's one of my I played with myself in the booth, and then I saw a penis come through the hole. It was fully erect, and it just, oh god, it just glistened in the light from the TV screen, and it was perfect. It was so beautiful and so perfect. I didn't even think twice, Father. I dropped to my knees, and I started to suck. It was so hard and just, fuck, it tasted so good in my mouth. I sucked it so nice, and after a few minutes I could hear him grunting on the other side of the wall, and I knew what was happening. I told him to shoot it down my throat, and within seconds he was coming. I could feel him. He was bursting inside my mouth, and I greedily swallowed it all, every drop. I thanked this total stranger for his jizz, and he stepped away, and it was immediately replaced by another cock. This one was bigger, thicker, and I went to work on it like a possessed woman. Maybe I am possessed, Father. Maybe Satan has taken over my mind and my body and my soul. That's what it feels like, because I can never stop, ever. I sucked that stranger's cock and it felt so good. I savored it like it was my last meal. I licked and sucked and spit. And then he flooded my mouth with hot cum also. And I swallowed it down just as happily. And then, oh god, another one came through the hole, and another, and another, and another. Father, I sucked them all. There were big cocks and small ones, black ones and white ones, long and short, every kind of cock, and they were all so hard for me. And I was so greedy. It was like they were all filling me with something my body needed to survive. Like a life force. I swallowed load after load after load of thick, hot cum, and I just wanted more. I sucked off 20 men in that booth, and it still wasn't enough. When I went to leave, the owner told me that word had gotten around the store about how skilled I was. All the men were saying I was the best cocksucker they'd ever had. I saw the look of lust and desire in his eyes, and I knew what he was going to say before he even said it. He asked for a turn with me, and I didn't even think. I said, of course. I got behind the counter and sucked his cock, but this time I told him to come all over my face, and that's how I walked out of the store, Father. Holding a bag with a new dildo, which he gave me for free, in one hand with a stranger's thick load coating my face. That was last night, Father. That was last night, and it's all I can think about. I know it's wrong, and I know it's immoral. It's a sin, a terrible sin, but I would do it again right now if I had the chance. What's wrong with me, Father? Do I have the devil inside me? I need it every minute. I'm such a fucking slut. I'm such a depraved, cog-hungry, cum-addicted whore, and I love it. I love every nasty minute of it, and I need to... I'm rubbing myself right now. I haven't touched my greedy cunt all day, and I can't take it anymore. Can you hear that, Father? Can you hear how wet I am? Oh fuck, it feels so good. I know it's wrong, but it feels so amazing. Does this turn you on, Father? I know it does. You may think it's shameful and sinful, but I know your heart right now. I can see you shifting in your seat, trying to adjust your pants. You're throbbing, aren't you? Aren't you aching for some release? Aren't you dying to explode after all the things I just told you? You know you can do it too. You know you can take out your cock and use my mouth. The same as all those other men did in the sex store. It's what I'm here for, Father. You may not believe it, but this is my purpose. I'm here to please men, to make their pricks feel so good, to drain their balls. Don't you want me to drain your balls? You do. I know you do. Please, Father, please. Let me help you. Let me give you release. Please. Fuck. Yes, that's it. Oh my Lord, this is such an amazing cock, Father. It's so sad you have to keep it to yourself. With a beautiful prick like this, you can have little sluts like me lining up to suck and fuck you every day. Didn't you? I know it makes you so hard when I come in here every week telling you all my naughty stories. Telling you what a filthy little whore I've been. You've been so jealous of all these men I've been playing with, haven't you? You wish it was your dick with my pretty mouth on it. You want to come down my pretty slut mouth? Do it. Do it, Father. Come down this little sinner's throat. Maybe you can purify me with something holy. God knows I need it. I'm such a vile, immoral little cunt on my knees every single day, letting total strangers use my mouth and my pussy. Come for me. Do it. Please come. Of it. You really did need that. Was that my punishment, Father? Or would you like to say some Hail Marys? Maybe I should gargle some holy water, or maybe I can just do this for you again. I can do it whenever you need it, sir. Anytime you're hard. You know you can use my mouth whenever you want. Or maybe you want my pretty pussy next time? You can have it. You can have all of me. Forgive me, Father. I just can't help myself. I can't help what I am. I love being a nasty, filthy, horny fucking slut. And you know what?